Alaska's Department of Natural Resources has delayed renewing a 2-year land use permit for the Pebble Limited Partnership to give it more time to review an extensive number of public comments. KDLG's Dave Benninger has more.
The permit will allow Pebble to continue exploration activities at its claims northwest of Iliamna, though the company acknowledges little is planned for the upcoming field season and little has occurred since losing the financial backing of partner Anglo American in 2013. Pebble says it is operating the claims under care and maintenance status, but still needs the land use permit to do so. Marty Lentz is the mining section chief within DNR's Division of Mining, Land, and Water. Lentz says this delay is unique for what's ordinarily a pretty routine renewal.
Normally, we don't have the number of comments come in for a permit application like came in for this one. And the time frame of those comments and the importance of the project require us to give substantial time to review and thoroughly examine the comments and consider how appropriate they are to implement any opportunities within that permit for those suggestions.
A letter from DNR to Pebble says the state regulators received, quote, many substantive comments on some complex issues. Lynn says his office is still logging all of the input and he can't comment on the specific concerns raised yet. A report commissioned by the United Tribes of Bristol Bay and written by geophysicist Dave Chambers was one of the comments received. Last summer, Chambers traveled around the Pebble claims to survey a portion of past exploratory well sites. His 6-page report was critical of drill cuttings left exposed on the tundra, well casings that are left sticking above the surface, and some drill holes that were allowing water to flow out.
I've reviewed the report by Mr. Chambers, and there'll be opportunities in the upcoming field season during our inspections to consider the accuracy of the statements in that report.
The public comment period on the land use permit renewal was opened for 30 days in November. That, says Lentz, is also unique. A ruling in a court case brought by Nunamta Alukastai against DNR has resulted in required time for the plaintiffs in that case to comment on Pebble permits, something Lentz says has been extended to the general public as well.
The Nunamta court case required a comment period to the plaintiffs in that court case, a 30-day comment period on permit applications. And so our standard practice for these permits has been a courtesy public notice for 14 days. We granted that public comment period to the public as well as to the plaintiffs in that court case.
DNR extended the current Pebble land use permit for 3 months while it reviews the public comments received. Pebble is still seeking the full 2-year renewal. Pebble says it maintains a clean and compliant mineral exploration site, something the state regulators at DNR tend to agree with. In the report from their 2016 inspection, DNR says Pebble's operation is in good condition and is consistent with industry standards. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.